USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close across the country, we can now say President Trump has earned electoral votes from Kentucky, West Virginia, Indiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, and Wyoming. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden earning electoral votes in New York, Delaware, Illinois, New Hampshire, New Jersey, the District of Columbia, and Vermont. In a state President Trump is hoping to keep red, we hear from Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki.
With just over half the vote in Ohio counted, former Vice President Joe Biden holds a 9-point lead on President Trump, 54-45%.
Other races still too close to call include Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.